This episode of Movers, Shakers, and History Makers is brought to you by Ace Beer Growlers, your one-stop shop for beer, wine, Traeger grills, and all your grilling and smoking essentials. Not only that, but Ace is downtown Noonan's only butcher shop, featuring fresh, not frozen meats. Jason Canner, my good friend and owner of Ace Beer Growlers, isn't just serving up prime ribeyes and brisket, but he's also got delicious Wagyu beef, U10 Massachusetts scallops, strips, hanger steaks, 10-ounce fillets, butts, pork bellies, bangers, and brats. You know what goes great with that? How about some of that Banner butter and some of the freshest selection of craft beers and wines this side of Interstate 85? If you haven't checked them out yet, what are you waiting for? Get on down to the location on West Court Square directly next to Piedmont Noonan Gym. Hello again, and welcome to another episode of Movers, Shakers, and History Makers, a show dedicated to all things interesting happening in your neck of the woods, especially if your neck of the woods consists of living in Coweta County. It's a place for showcasing stories and newsmakers from the past and present, and I'm your host, Clay Neely. And in this episode, we're talking to Renee Lynn and Melanie Grambling from Chatty Noonan Women. Now, if you're a woman from Coweta County or married to one like I am, you're probably aware of this Facebook group that has become a sensation over the last few years. It's also been the source of some controversy at times as well. However, Renee and Melanie were kind enough to take me up on an offer to talk about the group on this podcast, its growing popularity, and put to bed some myths about Chatty Noonan Women who are currently sponsoring a local family in need for this Christmas. So sit back and enjoy our conversation with Renee and Melanie on this episode of Movers, Shakers, and History Makers. Well, today I'm here with Renee Lynn and Melanie Grambling. Am I saying that right?
Yep.
Okay, cool. And tell us a little bit who you are and what you do and why you're here.
Okay, well, years ago, I started the Chatty Group. And, of course, it's become like a big sensation here in Coweta County. The group basically came to mind because I was an Army wife for 21 years. Okay. And that's how us Army wives got to know duty stations, where we were going, meeting people, doctors, like who to go see, all of that. And I moderated a group before we moved here in California. And it was big. And we helped new families that were coming in.
Yeah.
And it was called Chatty Irwin Wives from Fort Irwin, California. So... In 2006, my husband got orders to Fort McPherson.
Okay.
And we're like, let's go back to that town where we bought our dog. And, you know, because I wasn't living in Atlanta. And so basically that's how we ended up here.
Okay.
And he was deployed constantly.
Okay.
I knew no one other than my neighbors. Oh. And so that's how Chatty came about.
And what part of the county do y'all live?
We live out in the west part of the county.
Right on. Okay. Yeah. So you're not like in a tight little neighborhood or anything?
No.
Okay. So that's even.
Yeah.
So you're just stuck out here in a brand new town and.
With.
Oh,
yeah.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah. It was. I've got great neighbors though.
Cool.
Neighbors that have become like family.
Okay.
But yeah, I mean, that's how Chatty came about.
Okay.
And it started off really small. And, you know, I added a couple people that I knew, and it kept growing and growing. And
when was that? I forgot. I got the
date. 2011.
2011. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, wow. 2011.
Was that the same year you moved?
No, it was 2006 when we moved here.
Oh, my gosh. Okay.
And I was a part of another group that I helped run, but we didn't see eye to eye.
Okay.
She was all about like-minded women. And I think, you know what, that's what makes life interesting, bringing everybody. We have people from all walks of life.
Okay.
We have every race, every religion, every, you know, and we only thing we ask is just be respectful.
Be nice.
Be nice. Just be nice. You may not agree with everybody.
Yeah.
But be an adult. Be nice.
Do some adulting.
Exactly.
Okay. Well, Melanie, where'd you grow up?
Actually, I'm from Hayteville.
You are? Okay.
Yes.
Well, how'd you find your way down here?
Well, I started working for the county.
Okay.
In 97. So I've been here for 22 years.
Wow.
Yeah.
Dick, you like it?
I love it.
Yeah.
Yeah. I live downtown, so it's nice.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, so from where it started, like you said, with this idea just to kind of have some people, it's obviously grown.
Oh, yeah.
What has been different in your mind from where it started? And did you have any specific ideas what you thought it was going to be as opposed to what it is now?
Well, I mean, I just wanted a place for women to go to ask questions, mm-hmm. to get support. And, you know, because like I said, when I moved here, I didn't know where do I go get my hair done? Where do I go get, you know, I need a plumber or, you know, it basically started as that.
Yeah.
And then it just, like I said, it's continued to grow and grow and grow. And there's a lot of days that I just want to hit the delete button.
There are days, aren't they?
Yeah. But I think it's become much greater than what I thought it would be. Mm-hmm. We've gotten it to the point now where most of the posts are nothing but positive.
Yeah.
Everything is, you know, and it's nice to go and see the good that the people in this community right. do.
Mm-hmm.
That's, it's heartwarming.
Yeah.
Yeah. It does make those bad days a little
exactly.
tougher to.
Exactly.
You'd be amazed at how many women getting together they could do.
We could run the world.
It's fascinating, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, we could do all kinds of things.
Yes.
Well, it's funny because, I mean, there's little groups in Coweta that kind of do that, you know, where it's uh-huh. just like all of a sudden you got them together and things are getting done.
Things get done.
It's really cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, speaking on that, I mean, this is the first year y'all going to be sponsoring a family, right?
Yes, this is the first year.
Well, how did that kind of come about? Because like I was telling you earlier, I remember the prom thing where y'all helped someone go to prom.
Yeah.
This is pretty amazing.
Well, every year it usually starts around October.
Okay.
We get bombarded with messages. And, you know, we've tried to direct everyone, like Salvation Army, Bridging the Gap, you know, places that do the angel trees and things like that. Because unfortunately, we can't help every single person that we want to help.
Right.
So we decided this year, you know, let's make it big. We'll get one family, and it has to be somebody that we know their story.
Yeah.
And it was kind of last minute this year. Mm-hmm. So of course I chose Baby Georgia.
Yep.
And Kim Miner. Mm-hmm. And I wanted her to come with me today, but she's kind of busy. So, but They've basically, we told her to put together an Amazon wish list. And it started off with her, you know, it was just stuff for Georgia. I said, no, you could include the whole family.
Oh, wow.
And I said, you know, because you never know. You may get it, you may not. But she, if anybody deserves it, she does.
Yeah.
And I know we've pulled together as a group and helped them out numerous times. Next year, I'm thinking maybe around October, mm-hmm. taking applications.
Okay.
Or, you know.
Yeah. Do people just message y'all with like, hey, can you help me out? Or a friend of mine's down on their luck. I mean, what?
Yeah.
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 A lot.
And that's probably not just during the holiday season either, is it?
No.
No.
It's not. It's an ongoing thing. And we have to be careful because we have been scammed before. Mm-hmm. Matter of fact, I saw yesterday there was a fire in Stillwood.
Right, yeah.
I even messaged you.
You did?
About the fire somebody was collecting for. I think it was in Sonoy.
Oh, I remember that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Just to verify.
Yeah.
Because that was one of our first scams. Somebody said that they had lost everything in a fire. Yeah. And those women literally pulled together and
they did everything.
They filled a whole house.
Yeah.
Furniture, clothing, you name it. And then like a week later, they were selling it on the side of the road. Yeah. So
oh my gosh.
We have to verify everything.
Yeah.
Like, you know, whether it's contacting you, whether it's contacting, you know, the police department, yeah. somebody, just to make sure that this is a legitimate cause, to yeah. make sure that this is all good, then yeah.
It's tough. Even with legitimate disasters, sometimes the wrong people will
absolutely
show up.
Exactly.
To help.
And it's sad. Yeah. It's sad because, yeah. you know, in the beginning, you know, you never thought that people would do something like that.
Yeah.
But I've come to learn that, you know,
some might.
You definitely have to check out everything.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So during the year, y'all will typically just kind of get some posts or like a message saying, can you put me, or is it not even just that, or even just, you know, put me in contact with someone who can.
Well, before Renee started the approving of posts and everything.
Yeah, we have it set. Everything is approved now.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the way.
So before that happened, there were women, of course, getting on there and saying, hey, blah, 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 blah. I need this. I need that. You know, and like a bunch of women, of course, would respond and they'd be like, okay, what else do you need mm-hmm. or whatever. And half of those were just not true.
Right.
Yeah.
And
oh my
so,
gosh. Like half?
Probably more than
it
half.
It seemed like.
Yeah. Oh
it's gotten to the point now where we have had people like from North Atlanta that have joined the group and asking for things.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
And so we've had to buckle down a lot. And of course, people want to be the first to spread bad news. They don't care about who it affects, who.
Yeah.
So we did turn on post approval.
Yeah.
There was, and I'm not going to go into detail, but there was a situation that happened several months back that.
Final straw.
It did not need to be
announced
to 15,000 women.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And we were like, you know what? We're going to put a stop to this.
Sure.
We don't allow pictures of accidents.
Okay, that makes sense.
And before post approval, people.
Oh my goodness! Yeah,
really?
It was awful.
Would post pictures, and then people were actually finding out on the internet.
Yeah.
That they were in, we were like, no, we're gonna put a stop.
Yeah,
this.
That was one of the things I learned when I was kind of covering accidents and stuff. I'm talking to troopers and stuff, because now we can get information so quickly.
Mm-hmm.
You know, back in the day, I'll go through our papers and stuff, and there's photos of accidents, this sort of thing,
right?
But it's a different world now, and even with, you know, the trooper contacting the family, it doesn't matter. You always seem to get there, and they always, and so it was at that point we kind of like reeled back on that.
Oh,
you
yeah.
just reassess, you know, the sensitivity on it,
because you never know. I mean, somebody's wife might be
I mean,
there,
and they were getting information, hey, this is so and so's car, before the parents were getting it, or anything.
Well, yeah, so the moderation sounds like a good idea.
Yeah.
The one thing that we've had here lately is a lot of people, and I've been guilty of it myself. I apologize. But people posting pictures of crazy drivers.
Oh, yeah.
Like videos or pictures?
Pictures and their license.
And even videos.
They're calling them out.
Oh, yeah, they're calling them out. So everybody's now like, you know, oh, God, we got to drive safe so we don't end up on Chattanooga Women.
Sitting there going, hey, if your kid drives this car.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I've seen some.
You know, or whatever.
Yeah.
Mostly about the kids, though.
Yeah, it's mostly.
I mean, I'm sorry, but myself, if I had younger kids that drove.
I would want to know.
I think, yeah.
I would.
I busted out a husband one day, and I was so mad. I was actually with my husband in the car. And he came down Bullsboro, and he had to have been doing 90 miles an hour. And I'm like, you know what? Oh, yeah. And I snapped a picture, and I posted it, and his wife messaged me.
Ooh.
So I took it down. I immediately took the post down, and I told her, I was like, you need to have a talk with him. Like I said, it's almost like we are mothering.
I know. It is.
Her eyes on you. Oh, wow. Well, I didn't know that was kind of a but I guess so. I mean, with as many cell phones and stuff as we have, there's no shortage of people to record bad behavior.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And the second somebody posts a picture, they're like, you know, that's against the law. You can't be operating your phone while you're driving.
And what's the number one reason for that? Or what is the response to that? Did they say, no, someone else took the photo?
No.
I didn't take the picture. Somebody else did.
Yeah.
Or, yeah.
Well, I wasn't driving.
Yeah. I was a passenger.
Yeah.
But I mean, like I said, those posts, they do get kind of, and I, like I said, I've been guilty of it myself.
Sure.
You know, I mean, I'm guilty. I'm human.
I don't
when
think
you get
that
hot,
quick.
You
get mad. Yeah. You just, you want an outlet.
I don't
you,
think that.
You
quick.
Want a response. You want someone to validate that.
I'm like, where's my phone? By that You're time, it's scrambling. Over.
Yeah, that's the truth. Well, and I was talking about this before. What do you think, and I don't know, how many members do y'all have now at this point, you think?
We're closing in on 16,000.
16, okay.
Yeah.
And I know y'all, your posts probably just vary from, you know.
Oh.
What do you think are some of the biggest concerns that your group, or, you know, gripes, if that's a better word, the most consistent issue?
The most consistent issue. Well, the one thing that I've had a problem with that, and it's good now that we can moderate it a little bit more.
Yeah.
You have to get two sides. There's always two sides to every story.
Oh, yeah.
And I've seen a lot of people that have gone to complain about businesses. And the true story never comes out. I mean, I have been a victim of it myself. Mm. You know?
Yep.
If somebody doesn't get their way, that story is going to go from this big to...
Yeah. It, oh, yeah.
And like I said, I mean, there's always two sides to every story.
Well, what do you do when someone says, hey, I, you know, this car dealership or, you know, plumber.
What I thought was funny, I work at the rec department.
Yeah.
I had somebody call and they're complaining and blah, 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 blah. And I'm answering all her questions. And we were actually working to solve that problem.
Okay.
So it wasn't like we weren't doing anything. Right. Yeah. So, anyway, so she calls and complains, and she's just on and on and on and on. And finally she's like, well, I'm going to write a post on Chatty. And I'm like, okay.
She's like, no, ma'am, please don't.
I mean, if I said that, then she definitely would. And sure enough, she did. But yeah.
Was this about the rec department?
Yes, what's but it wasn't about? Approved. So it was good.
It's a shame.
Yeah.
And you know, and there's certain things like if it's somebody just doing a simple, I mean, because everybody's got to complain about McDonald's or Taco Bell or...
Sure.
Yeah.
But, you know, we try to protect small businesses. Yeah. That's my thing.
Yeah.
You know?
Because one bad review, you're right.
Exactly.
Oh, yeah.
And you know what? And,
for sure.
And my heart is in downtown Noonan. Like, I spend all my time, my money, and everything in downtown Noonan.
Yeah.
And like I said, you know, if somebody... There's always two sides to every story.
Mm-hmm.
And... Now, there has been some instances with individuals running, like, home businesses. Mm-hmm. And we've had complaints. But, you know, one complaint we kind of bluff off. Because anybody can say anything.
Yes.
But when you start having multiple people complaining about the same thing, that you know there's a problem. And we've removed them. And... The public has been made aware of certain situations of people stealing, neglect.
Yes.
Animal neglect.
Yes.
Animal neglect.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, I knew that's where you were going with that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, how, I mean, without, I guess, naming names, whatever, how does, what was with animal neglect? Was it something that?
A pet sitter.
Uh-huh. Oh, okay.
That was not.
Doing
what she should have been doing. And one of the homeowners actually had video, like. At home.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so yeah, we will.
That's cool.
Those ladies will make those people, don't leave your dogs here.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
So, I mean, I think that's.
Yeah.
Like I said, if it's one complaint, it's one thing. But when you start getting numerous.
Yeah.
You for know sure. There's a pattern.
Yeah.
But on the flip side of that.
The good.
It's also, yes. It's also great that all these women band together, like. We have somebody in there. Well, we have more than one person, but that does travel agent.
Yeah.
And everybody gets on there. Hey, I'm going to so-and-so. You know, I need somebody to book this trip or whatever. Yeah. So we have that.
Shout out to Cheryl.
Yeah. I wasn't going to name names, but
it's fine. It's good.
You've earned the privilege.
And then, you know, Diane down at Southtown. Mm-hmm. And it's awesome that everybody can say, hey, she did a great job for me.
Yeah.
And this is who you should, you know, help
Southtown,
out.
Southtown's been great because we formed a relationship with Diane.
Okay.
And, of course, like with Southtown, we work with Joey's Toy Box and help them out. Like, it's a nonprofit that's here in Coweta County, I'm sure. You know, but like, Diane, you know, Southtown has, like, band behind them. Like, when we did Casino Night last year and this year, they sponsored tables. And all of that money goes right back into Joey's Toy Box. They've also helped out the Minor family, you know.
Right.
Diane will take, like, a certain amount, like, what is it, $10 per car? Or, I don't even remember what it is.
I don't even remember.
But she will, like, the month of September, all of her money that she makes, she gives a certain percentage to Joey's Toy Box.
Wow.
And then I think in October, she gives that percentage to Kim Minor.
Mm-hmm.
But I mean, you know, it's good to see things like that. And like, when you see everybody band together, like we planned LJ's big day down at the park.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And you see so many women that they have never even met.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, and now like, we had Claudia, who has the fantastic photo booth. Her and her husband came down, set up for that day and volunteered all their services.
Wow.
We had, the Plummer family. They have Event Maestro, I think, but it's, he's a DJ. Mm-hmm. Him and his wife run a local DJ company. So now it's like when you remember things like that, when people are so willing to give their time to volunteer to such a good cause.
Yeah.
So when you've got 15,000 women that they're like, hey, we need a DJ. Who do you recommend?
Point it.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
Because these people are willing to give back their time to help out a good cause.
Mm-hmm.
So you remember those names stick out.
Yeah.
Right.
For sure.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, I guess that would that ties into one of the biggest misconceptions about the group, because I mean, if we post something and so it has something to do with Chatty, there's going to be at least, I don't know, 10 people are like, oh, that, you know,
the haters.
Yeah.
Yes. So, we have the haters.
So what do you think the big issue is with them? Is it just like an issue of misinformation? Do you think they just, they didn't play by the rules and now they're kind of little.
Definitely.
They didn't play by the rules.
They didn't play by the rules. They want to kick you when you're down.
Yeah.
You know, the whole thing is to lift all these women up.
Yeah.
And they're over there
looking for ways to do the opposite.
Yeah. Hey,
I could tell
you're
a
butthead or whatever.
Like I said,
yeah.
I have been lied on. I'm this awful, horrible person.
Yeah.
I threaten people.
Extort. Sure.
Yeah.
I mean, you know,
wielding
but
power from behind the
you've
scenes.
Got something about them that you know.
But yeah, I mean, you know, and there's been a couple, and I will say there have been people that have been removed that probably didn't deserve it.
Yeah.
They may have caught one of the admins on a bad day.
Sure.
They have messaged me and been like, hey, look, you know, I'd really like back in. And I'm like, you know what? Absolutely.
Sure.
Come on.
Yeah.
Come on back. And they've enjoyed it. You know, there's no issues. There are a few that have been banned for life. They will never be back.
And you recognize the name immediately.
Oh yeah.
Immediately. Yeah.
On our conversation this weekend.
Yeah.
Yes.
Like I said, I could write a book.
Yeah.
Yes.
That book might be in progress right now.
Mm-hmm. Nice. Well, you got to keep tabs.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Exactly.
Well, that's cool. Well, I mean, and do you think it'll ever be open to men?
Oh, those women, they don't want no man.
I mean, it.
Yeah. I'm sorry, Clay.
Let's just have women, you know?
Yeah.
There's actually a Chatty Men group. Somebody created a Chatty Noonan Men.
Huh.
It doesn't have a lot of people. It doesn't have a lot of
posts. No.
I have no idea who started it.
No.
And people have even come to me and been like, and then my husband looks at me and he's like, you're out of your mind. Yeah. There is no way.
Well, that's why
no
we
way.
Have wives. We're like, hey, what are they saying?
Right.
Okay, yeah.
Right.
I mean, half the leads that we get, you know, it's from someone's wife. Like,
oh,
hey,
yeah.
Check this out. I'm like, okay.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
They'll do a screenshot or something, but I mean, it works.
Oh, yeah.
I think you got a good thing going there with.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
It does.
Yeah.
It's like I said, there are days. We said, you know, I was telling my husband last night, the full moon is coming up on my birthday.
Thursday.
Oh, yeah.
All right.
And I said, you know, that'd be something to talk about because we can always tell in chatty when the full moon's coming.
Yes.
Because the posts will literally...
They'll go sideways.
Oh, yeah.
That's fascinating.
It is. It is. And I was telling him because my grandpa, his best friend was a U.S. Marshal and he was our sheriff back in our hometown. And he always said, you can always tell when there's a full moon because the crazies come out.
Yeah.
And that is true.
Yeah. Oh, I know. We were just talking about that the other day. I guess it was yesterday because Thursday, like you said, I'm like, scanner's going to be wide open.
Oh,
I'm just
going
to have that thing on all day and just rake it in. It's like going fishing.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. You never know.
Well,
it's just weird.
What do you think? I mean, you've been here now since what, 2006, you said?
Yeah, 2006.
And about the same time for your mid 2000s, is that right?
97.
97, I'm sorry. Yeah. So, with your perspective, where do you kind of think that we're going now as a community? Do you like the direction? I mean, what do you think?
I mean, it's a big community, it's grown.
And it keeps
ever
growing.
Since I've been here. Yeah. I mean,
well, you came here right when it started to take off.
Yeah.
My husband,
you know,
the bypass
wasn't anything.
I was going to say, Scott was just talking the other day when we were coming down the bypass. When we moved here, it was two lanes.
Yeah.
And I remember when I first started working at the rec, because I wasn't living here.
Yeah.
So I had to give directions to come to the rec. So I would be like, it's the fourth light and take a left onto Hospital Road. Fourth light.
Yeah.
I mean, the fourth light now would be.
Oh, geez. I don't know.
Almost right past the post office.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you are.
Yeah, because they put in. Yeah. And I'm like, nope.
You know,
not
I
anymore.
Mean, I think it's growing. I think it's great. I was not for the apartments.
Yeah.
At Caldwell Tank.
Yeah.
I think downtown Noonan needs to retain its historic feel.
Mm.
And you go moving. I mean, you see what traffic's like down here now. You go moving.
Especially
on
a Friday night.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
But I wasn't for that. But I think it's great that the community's growing.
Yeah.
I think it's great. You're seeing so many more businesses. And, and of course, you know, that's one of the main complaints in chatty, that we don't have a Sonic and that we don't have a Krispy Kreme.
Oh, well, yeah, that's universal. That's all we get, too. Or,
yeah. You know,
or Trader Joe's.
Oh, yeah, Trader Joe's.
Oh, I love Trader Joe's.
Yeah, we got to have the Trader Joe's, the Krispy Kreme, which is a strange little...
Oh, yeah.
You know, like,
yeah, but that's okay. All of that.
Yeah.
Yeah. But yeah, the Sonic, that's a big one.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
And, you know, and that's another misconception, I think, a lot of... Because, and I really don't even know, but they say that it's a city ordinance that they can't have neon
signs.
But then I saw where someone else said, that's not true.
Yeah.
So.
It's.
And they could put their sign down.
Yeah. There's neon signs in Newman.
They would make room for a neon
sign. Exactly.
Yeah. It was when we got varsity. Everyone was just like, the first thing was like.
Yeah. So when is the varsity going to open up? I mean, we know they bought Sprayberries.
Did they?
Yeah. The old Sprayberries.
The old one. Yeah.
Oh,
but yeah.
We didn't know that.
Oh, yeah. Keep up.
Yeah. We posted that, and I think, aside from people, they're like, yeah, this is great. They're like, ugh, gonna be Sonic. Really? When am I going to get the Sonic? When am I going to get the Krispy Kreme? You know?
We need another Starbucks.
Yeah. Well, that's cool. So what do you love most so far since being here? What do you think is just the calling card of our community? I mean, like you said, downtown, it's always a
pop. I love the friendliness of the people.
Yeah.
Always willing to say hello, especially downtown.
Yeah.
I love
that's our joint.
That's our
we
thing.
We love downtown.
Yeah. So it's so friendly. And, you know, walking the dogs and everybody, hello. Or I don't know. It's just the friendliness. The small town feel, but we all know it's not.
I say that all the time to people. But again, maybe it's just because of where I am. I live here. You know, just a few blocks. I come to work here. I stay in a pretty small bubble.
Right.
Yeah, me too.
When I say it's a big town, but it still retains that small town feel, I don't know if I'm just saying that because
I think it does.
It does. Yeah. It definitely does.
Yeah. Especially downtown.
And, you know, I've lived everywhere. I mean, from California to Alaska to the mountains of West Virginia. But I don't know why, but Noonan always felt like home.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This place, when we decided to stay here, when my husband retired out of the Army, I'm like, I don't want to move. I want to stay here.
Yeah.
And I mean, my kids.
You're trying to get your parents to move in.
Oh, I'm doing everything I can. Do all you can. My parents, yeah. And of course, I mean, my oldest daughter, she's at Fort Stewart now.
Okay.
She married an Army guy, and which she said she would never do. Remember that?
Yeah.
But my youngest, she'll be here.
Mm-hmm.
She loves Noonan.
Yeah.
She's in her senior year of UGA, and yeah, she's ready to come home. She has a countdown on her phone.
Oh, yeah. Wow.
So, yeah.
Well, that's cool. And especially with the holidays coming up, it's always a great reminder about, you know, why we do dig living down here so much with mm-hmm. the parades. And all
you know,
stuff.
And until you have ever lived in another town, you really don't know how special Noonan is.
Yeah.
I mean, just with everything from market days to,
yeah,
you know, the taste of Noonan, mm-hmm. just the things that the people in the city do.
Yeah.
You don't see that in a lot of towns.
Mm-hmm.
You don't.
Yeah.
And I mean, there's just always something going on.
Yeah.
I mean, and it may not be, you know, for everyone.
But it's for somebody.
It is, yeah, for somebody.
It's for, yeah, a lot of, yeah, people.
Yeah.
And they all want to live downtown.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's so, the truth.
Yeah.
Awesome. Well, I appreciate y'all coming. Is that pretty fair?
Oh, yeah.
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 Yeah. Like I said, we've got... This coming weekend, we're doing our party
at
Art and Jake's.
Come okay.
on, come visit us.
Okay.
We're going to do it from 3 to 5, I believe.
Yeah.
Everyone can come out and meet the Minor family in Baby Georgia. She, like I said, people have been buying off of her wish list for Christmas.
And if people want to see that, is that on Chatty or
it's
is there a place
Chatty.
They can? Okay.
Yeah,
so it's not hard to find the wish
list.
No,
it's on Chatty.
Okay.
And I'm sure if all you men have a wife on there, you can tell them to look.
For sure.
But yeah, we're going to get together Sunday, the 15th, from 3 to 5 at Art and Jake's.
Okay.
Everybody can come out, meet Georgia, meet Kimberly and her family, and, I mean, help support a family, local family that we have all grown to love.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
It's an amazing story.
It is. It's awesome. But yeah, I'm excited. And the Christmas parade.
Yes.
Are we going to the Christmas parade?
I'll be there.
Ronnie will be home.
There you go. All right. Well, Renee, Nelly, thank you all again for coming.
Yeah.
You're
awesome.
Welcome.
I appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Have a good
day. Yeah, you too.
Well, that's it for today, folks. We appreciate Renee and Melanie for stopping by to share some of their experiences running Chatty Noonan Women. Hey, if you like what you hear, please be sure to subscribe to our podcast and be sure to visit our sponsor, Ace Beer Growlers, your one source for fresh meats, Traeger grills, Rockwood lump charcoal, cast iron skillets from Smithy Ironware, along with a variety of beers, wines, rubs, and cigars. Mention promo code podcast, you're going to get $5 off any purchase over $50 in the store. Visit their location on West Court Square, right next to Piedmont Noonan Gym. Thanks again for listening. Hope to catch you again next time, and Merry Christmas.